investigation has been dropped. Wildfires continue to burn in the Northeast. There have been hundreds of brush fires in New York City this autumn, one of the driest on record. Skier Lindsey Vonn is coming out of retirement. She announced today she intends to race with the U.S. ski team again at age 40. This is ABC News. A missing actress apparently wasn't missing at all.
Actress Chanel Banks has appeared in shows like Gossip Girl and Blue Bloods. Her family says she hasn't been seen since October, but the LAPD says she is confirmed safe, that she's been found, she's fine and not in danger. Her cousin, who traveled from Canada to LA to look for her, does not believe police and does not believe body cam showing officers talking to a woman who claims to be Banks and has her ID.
I think somebody got her ID and pretending to be her.
But in a new Instagram post, Banks says she left to get away from her abusive family. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
More talks, not a lot of movement between tens of thousands of dock workers and port owners from Maine to Texas. The biggest sticking point in contract negotiations, automation at the ports, the deadline to get a deal done mid-January. Discovered in the Southwest Pacific, the largest single coral ever seen, measuring 37 yards by 35 yards. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's in northern Wisconsin, needs to know. Saturday, November 23rd, from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m., the West Avenue Band will be at the Big Dipper. They invite you to join them for opening hunting season, where they'll be sure to deliver the heat after a long day in the cold. If you love traditional classic rock with a twist, then you're in for a treat. The West Avenue Band describes themselves as a grooving, hard rock power trio, hailing from the northwoods of Wisconsin and heating up the trail like no other trio on the circuit, inspired by the rock gods of past and present. Once again, this is happening Saturday, November 23rd from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. out on Shady Knoll Road at the Big Dipper. Wisconsin has decided that winter has arrived, bringing to us a snowstorm that could be striking the Midwest about the same time as another hurricane heads for the west coast of Florida. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has the details.
A snowstorm could be striking the Midwest about the same time as another potential hurricane heads for the west coast of Florida. Up here, a big low-pressure system tracks our way and stalls out by Lake Michigan. As it takes a dip to the south, it drags cold temperatures throughout the state, which, of course, will likely flip rain to quickly accumulating snowfall Tuesday night and into Wednesday, and it could linger longer. The weather pattern is shifting from a strong El Nino to a weak La Nina. Here's Matt Friedline with the National Weather Service.
So a weak La Nina tends to be better for that, to keep it snowing that, and frequent systems, the Alberta Clippers, as we say. So a lot of nickel and dime snow opportunities, more frequent cold air intrusions, too.
Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 19 is set to soak up the warm waters of the Gulf this weekend and has its sights set on Florida, possibly making landfall at the same exact time the snow strikes us. And it's expected to reach hurricane strength tomorrow, taking on the name Sarah.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Bucks come alive. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks battled, sending their game into overtime with a 127-120 win over the Pistons in Milwaukee. For the 10th time in his career, Giannis scored 50 or more points with 59. The Bucks improved to 4-8. Doc Rivers:
you know, we don't like our record. We're starting to like it more and more with each win, right? But it tells you on the inside how close this team is and how much this team believes that we're going to be a good team.
Bucks center Brook Lopez:
we didn't start the third the way we wanted, but you know, when we started picking it up, the crowd was into it. They picked us up again. You know, they brought us to another level, and they just continued to do that throughout the rest of the game.
NFL, the Packers face a Bears team that have lost three games in a row and fired their offensive coordinator. Do the Packer players still think this could be a dogfight in Chicago Sunday?
No, 100%. I mean, the rivalry is there in its own, but I mean, it's another North opponent, so we're definitely locked in on that.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excludes diesels, and enter to win one of 20 $125 grocery gift certificates. Plus, get exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 financing up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them at Highway 51 South at MinocquaCars.com.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The late, great Gary Clancy loved this time of year because he wanted nothing more than to be up in a deer stand. And he did three things that actually gave him a lot more success hunting deer, and I'll tell you what they were. But first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The late, great Gary Clancy, one of the greatest deer hunters that ever lived, told me there were three things that he always does to ensure success when he's deer hunting. Number one, he likes to get as scent-free as possible. He said there's a lot of ways you can do that. Follow those easy rules, those simple steps to become scent-free. And that means to make sure your clothing has no scent whatsoever, and then you can mask whatever human scent you have by using the products that you can just easily find off the shelf to hide the scent that your body is producing. Number two, he said, always stay in your stand. He says there's a lot of hunters that miss deer because they're not in their deer stand. He would climb up into his stand in the morning and he wouldn't leave it until the shooting hours were over. And number three, he said, do not make any movement. He said that's what gets the deer's attention. If you're moving around, they're going to catch a glimpse of you, and they're going to hightail it. So stay scent-free, hang in that stand all day long, and don't make a lot of movement. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
Weather. It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 49 this afternoon. The wind will be light out of the north. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 50. We'll have clouds and a few sprinkles as we head into Saturday, Sunday with highs in the upper 40s to low 50s both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37. 98 Q Country.
Country back in the hills, down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Come on in.
country. We're from the country. We're from the country, and we like it that way.
Strictly out of curiosity, what would happen if you got with me? Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come on, skip a couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. I got something we can start tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to fight. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snap. Checking your makeup and my Ray-Bans, breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback. Whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh, in your snapback. Come on, baby, shoot a smile at me. Midnight selfie on a balcony. A little something from my lock screen. You're burning a hole in my pocket. We got the beat, let's drop it. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. Tattoos cut off some Converse. Singing along to the song with the wrong words. Every move you make, baby, it works in your snapback. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. In your snapback. On. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. T-shirt, your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback.
What's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
How long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
98Q Country.
Cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan-legged Georgia dream. But she's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party out of town about half a mile. Four-wheel drives and big mud tires, musket down and wine. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked-up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Oh, baby, just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Well, baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party.
Nothing I wouldn't do for you. myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Having some hard, hard breaks, or hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies.
Something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
We call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with getting burned. But you've got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. We call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take the fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire.
Country classic, Garth Brooks. Country Classics on the Morning Show, brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls. ParkManorWI.com, there on Facebook, too. We'll be announcing the winner of Arlena's $40 certificate. Thank you to everybody who commented on our Facebook post of what do you think Big G's favorite food is. We apologize that there's some of you that got replies on there telling you that you won and to click, and that's the life of Facebook now. There's all kinds of scammers in there, but we'll announce the winner actually here in just a couple moments. Big G also wanted to let me know that tomorrow morning on the morning show, during the shopping show, he will provide strategies for you on how to best, make the most out of your Thanksgiving plate. So that'll be tomorrow. And also I'll reveal actually what some of Big G's favorite Thanksgiving foods are, along with our winner, in just a little bit. We're going to randomly draw that from everybody who posted on our Facebook page. So thank you so much for doing that. We'll get to our local birthdays and anniversaries. If you have somebody who's celebrating today, birthday or anniversary, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'll announce it, give them a chance to win the cake, and we'll do that courtesy of the Bakery One, the Super One Bakery Department. Easy for you to say. We'll do that tomorrow morning. Twice an hour, we'll get you news and sports. We'll get to the birthdays after we get you updated on what's going on.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another Trump pick for a top job in his new administration. It surprised a lot of people. ABC's Rachel Scott with more.
Donald Trump's pick for attorney general, sending shockwaves through Washington. The president-elect nominating Republican firebrand and staunch loyalist Matt Gaetz to one of the most influential jobs in his cabinet.
He's a great, really a great person, and he's on the controversial side, but that's not bad.
If confirmed, Gaetz would lead the Department of Justice, which for years also led an investigation into Gaetz for alleged obstruction of justice and for alleged sex trafficking.
The House Ethics Committee was also looking into those allegations of sex trafficking against Matt Gaetz, but now that he has resigned his Florida seat, that investigation has been dropped. Wildfires continue to burn in the Northeast. There have been hundreds of brush fires in New York City this autumn, one of the driest on record. Skier Lindsey Vonn is coming out of retirement. She announced today she intends to race with the U.S. ski team again at age 40. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Sunday, November 24th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., Cub Scout Pack 551 is hosting a spaghetti dinner fundraiser at Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Be sure to stop on by and support them and enjoy a delicious meal. Once again, this is happening Sunday, November 24th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at North 16243 Lakeshore Drive in Butternut. The University of Wisconsin is officially down a coach. Stuart Waddles has more.
Former NFL coach Jack Del Rio's brief tenure with the University of Wisconsin has come to an end after a drunk driving incident. Del Rio, who joined the Badgers staff as a senior advisor earlier this year, was arrested Friday night after allegedly crashing into a sign and fence before leaving his car in someone's yard. The university announced Del Rio's resignation yesterday.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Bucks come alive. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks battled, sending their game into overtime with a 127-120 win over the Pistons in Milwaukee. For the 10th time in his career, Giannis scored 50 or more points with 59. The Bucks improved to 4-8. Doc Rivers.
You know, we don't like our record. We're starting to like it more and more with each win, right? But it tells you on the inside how close this team is and how much this team believes that we're going to be a good team.
Bucks center, Brooke Lopez.
We didn't start the third the way we wanted, but you know, when we started picking it up, the crowd was into it. They picked us up again. You know, they brought us to another level, and they just continued to do that throughout the rest of the game.
NFL, the Packers face a Bears team that have lost three games in a row and fired their offensive coordinator. Do the Packer players still think this could be a dogfight in Chicago Sunday?
No, 100%. I mean, the rivalry is there in its own, but, I mean, it's another North opponent, so we're definitely locked in on that.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. We'll get to those birthdays and anniversaries in just a moment. First of all, the winner of our Lena's $40 gift certificate. Thank you to everybody who commented on the Facebook page. And we apologize for some of the scammers in there who replied and said you won and said click here and all that stuff. So we apologize for all that. Not much you can do about that on the internet. There's just bad people out there looking to do bad things. So all the guesses, most of the guesses were pretty good. Cranberry sauce and, you know, the homemade stuffing and the turkey. And you can see all the comments in there. I did see, thank you, Jane, for pointing out the Thanksgiving pizza. She sent a picture even. And I saw a story the other day about DiGiorno's bringing back their Thanksgiving pizza, which sounds absolutely disgusting. I'm willing to try it, but it does sound absolutely disgusting. Leftovers, dressing, the turkey. There is no wrong answer, according to Jen. Jen, I agree. It's all good. I don't like celery in my stuff, but other than that, it's good. Turducken, I like that. A little John Madden reference there. Rutabagas, that's just strange. the stuffing. Me personally, just the turkey, the potatoes, real potatoes, and my wife's corn casserole, which is a, I don't know if it's a secret recipe, but it's good. It's good. It's not really a cream casserole of corn. It's not straight corn. It's got a lot going on in it, but it is. My wife makes a batch, and it lasts like a week. So Big G did admit to me via text earlier this morning that his favorite food is I think he spelled it wrong, but I think it's supposed to be rutabagas. Rutabagas. I think he may have spelled it right. Apple pie. Rutabaggy. I don't know if it's a rutabaggy apple pie or if it's just rutabaggies and apple pie. And don't forget the ice cream too. So he goes off. If this was the Joker's Wild, then you were spinning it, and he would be going off the board and bringing in ice cream onto the board. Which I don't know if we do pumpkin pie, but I'm not sure if ice cream is a part of it. But I'm willing to try it. So tomorrow he's going to provide tips on how to strategically load up your plate. All right, and get the most out of your Thanksgiving. And he also said he's not so much a sweet potato guy, and cranberries not so much, and a big no, he says, to the green beans. This is why I like Big G. See, that health food, we don't need any that stuff here at Thanksgiving. So the winner, I took all the entries. There were over 100, and I did a random number generator and spun it like four different times, and it came up to, I believe, number 60, and that was down the list to Michelle Furman Smith. Michelle, you got yourself $40 to Lena's Northern Pines Resort or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. Thank you, everybody, for your comments. A lot of fun. Go through and read them.
Get everything you need for your next project at Menards. No matter your style, Shaw has a vinyl plank flooring option for you. It's durable, easy to install, and even easier to maintain. Plus, it's waterproof, making it perfect for any room in your home. Save big money on Shaw Vinyl Plank Flooring. And check out the weekly flyer for all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Well, happy birthday anniversary. If the 14th of November is a big day for you, I want to wish a happy belated yesterday. I did wish him a happy birthday on Facebook, but forgot to do it on the air. Our very own Jeff Hakenen, who does our play-by-play for many of the Phillips sports games. And Jeff and Scott have their own little Facebook channel where they keep Logger fans in the loop. So, Jeff, we appreciate you here at the station and your passion for the sports and the kids. And we wish you a happy belated. You have my permission on the morning show, Jeff, to continue your birthday into today. And if anybody gives you any grief about that, you just have them call Big G. He'll take care of it. So, Jeff, happy birthday to you. You share your day today with Brian Dietzen, the actor from TV's NCIS, is 47. Lance Leslie from South 65 Group is 48. Josh Duhamel, the actor who was married to singer Fergie, has starred in many films, is 52. Kurt Schilling, the six-time All-Star pitcher, world champion, won world championships, three of them in his 20-year major league career. He is 58 today. Good age to be. Patrick Warburton, the actor who played Putty on Seinfeld. One of my, just as far as small, just bit characters go in sitcoms, you got ones like Al Molinaro from Happy Days. Yeah. Just those small little bit characters. Putty is, I can't tell you the number of times in a week that Putty lines from Seinfeld come into my brain. So Patrick Warburton, he's gone on to do a lot of voice work now in many animated movies. He is 60 today. His voice just streams sarcasm. It just streams sarcasm, and it's wonderful. Laura San Giacomo. Did I say that right? Probably not, the actress. She is 62 today. Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State, celebrating a 70th birthday today. King Charles III, the ascendant to the British throne upon the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. Still weird when they did the songs at the Olympics. God Save the King. It's always been Queen my entire life. King Charles III is 76 today, been having a few health problems, but seems to be doing okay. McLean Stevenson, the TV actor, Hello Larry, and MASH, 1929, he was born, passed in 1996. And Brian Keith, Family Affair, Hardcastle and McCormick, the actor born on this day, 1921, he passed back in 1997.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 49 this afternoon. The wind will be light out of the north. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 50. We'll have clouds and a few sprinkles as we head into Saturday, Sunday with highs in the upper 40s to low 50s both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
98Q Country.
Beer don't keep, love's not cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And some sometimes wrong is right. Some of it you learn the hard way. Some of it you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Most of it comes with age. And none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some. Like to laugh, tears don't last, and scared's what praying's for. If it's close, swing to bat, everybody's got a pass, and love's worth.
Start to my day.
98Q Country.
Really, man, come on. 6 o'clock news says somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall oak tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
AQ Country.
It was right after senior year, just before the summer disappeared. We went a riding them old farm rugs, hanging out on the gate of his truck. We threw a blanket neath the being brave as 18 gets. We gave each other more than our hearts with the help of a mason jar. Drinking watermelon moonshine, cut the barn with a little light, parking back in them kudzu vines. I was his and every bit of that boy was mine. Too young to know what love was, but we were learning on the sweet bus. Never nothing like the first time, and mine's always gonna taste like watermelon moonshine. I don't remember where we got it from, I just remember feeling all grown up, taking pulls like it ain't no thing. Never told him it was my first drink, but I told him that he was the one. You're so sure when you're there.
Wilson at 98Q Country. Thank you to everybody for being a part of our Fun Lena's giveaway. Had a good time with that. Michelle Furman Smith was the winner of the $40 certificate. We just drew a random number for all the from all the comments that were made. If you get a message on there that said you won and it looks weird, don't reply to it. All right, that's the general rule of the internet and Facebook especially. If you think it looks weird, just don't. And we apologize that some outside entity got in there and basically was trying to get everybody to click somewhere and say that they won. But Michelle Furman Smith was the legitimate winner, as legitimate as the 98Q Morning Show can be anyway. Some of the news headlines. This is a story that isn't getting a whole lot of coverage, but opioids have been a problem for many, many years in our country. Opioid overdose deaths. They dropped for a 12th straight month, and they are at their lowest point since 2020. But listen to this stat. The CDC says that for the year ending June 2024, just over 70,000 Americans died from opioid-linked overdoses. 70,000. So it's dropping.
but still continues to be a huge, huge problem. The Jennings Creek Fire. Did you hear about this out in New York, New Jersey? It has burned about 5,000 acres, getting scarily close to New York. It is now 50% contained. A severe drought in that area has fueled a number of fires. We're thankful to have the precipitation that we have received recently, bringing our drought conditions down to a manageable level here. We have maybe some snow next week. They're talking about, you know, they're saying Tuesday, Wednesday, and anytime you start talking snowstorm, if you look deep enough into the internet, you can find whatever you want. Somebody's going to say, we're going to get a foot of snow. Well, temperatures right now next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are supposed to be about 40, 45 maybe for the high. So we know just from science alone, if you paid attention, that doesn't denote much snow. Temperatures as we get now closer to the deer hunting opener weekend are supposed to be high of about 30, 32, and that's dropped a little bit. So the chances of us having some snow on the ground for the opener of the traditional gun deer season is pretty good. It's pretty good for those of you who like to tromp around in the woods out there. But today, tomorrow, not so much. And even Saturday, Mother Nature is calling you. If you haven't gotten out and cleaned up some of the leaves and stuff in your yard, Mother Nature is saying, hey, yo, you, 50 degrees today, and the sunshine's going to come out there, and the winds are going to be light and variable. It should be a beautiful day here in the North Woods.
98Q Country. At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media.
Can't concentrate on the preacher preaching, my attention span done turned off. I'm honed in on that angel singing.
thinking about us. And you know I ain't good at this stuff, but these feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best. You be my salt and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You be my sunny day, I'll be your shade tree. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Yeah, that came out a little country, but every word was right on the money. And I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously. You be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You be my sugar baby, I'll be your sweet iced tea. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Your kiss just said it all. I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, I'll be your shade.
First she's gonna come on strong, like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out of style. Then she'll leave you with a smile. You're gonna give her all your heart, then she'll tear your world apart. You're gonna cry a little while, still she'll leave you with a smile. Well, you can't help but wonder why you can't help but love her, but you can't help but love her. And all that hurting was more than worth it. It's written her on the street with that guy you used to be. She'll say hello